The following program is sponsored by Bell and Pollock PC. Welcome to Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. Attorneys Gary Bell and Brad Pollock are ready to work for you. Reach Gary, Brad, and their team at championsofthepeople.com or by calling 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900.
Good morning, Colorado. Here we go. Y'all ready for this? Fasten up your seat belts. This is the Bell and Pollock Legal Show, the Champions of the People Injury Show. Our website, championsofthepeople.com, because we champion people's causes, and we have for over 35 years. If you've been injured, we can help you put your life back together again. We can help you navigate and fight and win the insurance war and the insurance maze, and we can be by your side. If you come to see us, you get a free initial consultation and a free legal game plan. We wrote a book called Legal Game Plan. We trademark protected it. We have over 30 years of experience into that book, each of us. And it will help you. You have to have a strategy or strategies against the insurance company because they have their own strategies. All right, our usual example on the show is a motor vehicle accident, but what we're talking about can apply to anything. A premises liability, you could be hurt in a store, you could be hurt on somebody's land, you could be hurt by riding your bicycle, hit by a car, truck, car, motorcycle, truck, motorcycle, car. What we talk about here, we deal with injuries. And we tell you how the rules of the road with regard to filing your claim for injuries and how to win this war. This is a war. We say it all the time. When you're in a car accident, a car crash, your fight really, really has just begun, and it's really just against the insurance company for the at-fault party. The at-fault party doesn't make decisions. So today we're going to use our usual example of a motor vehicle accident, a car accident. You could be rear-ended by a truck, T-boned by another car, a head-on collision, very unfortunate, but these things happen. And so you have to have a strategy. Today we're going to be talking about the picture, the process, the rules. How do you really analyze and file and prosecute an injury claim? What do you do? I mean, you've been injured. What do you do? What should you do? And so we're going to kind of try to cover it from start to finish. Your goal, obviously, is to be compensated fairly for your injuries. And that's our system of civil jurisprudence in this country. And so they don't want to compensate you fairly. They want to lowball you. And you start off at the scene of the accident. So, Brad, let's cover a little bit about how and reiterate the situation that when you're in an accident, you're in a fight with the insurance company for the at-fault party, and they control things.
Well, you certainly are. You're in a fight to be able to prove and identify exactly what's happened to you and how it's changed your life. Each game plan or each thing that you do, each way you approach a case is going to be different. There's a basic outline that one would cover, but each one's going to be different. It's going to depend a lot on you. It's going to depend a lot on the person who hit you. It's going to depend a lot on how the crash happened, what was the cause of the crash, and who's taking responsibility versus who's not, and what kind of injuries there are. So every personal injury case starts with first examination of what happened at the scene of the crash. Now, I no sooner say that than sometimes, and we've talked about it in shows before, Gary, that sometimes you have to look at what happened before the crash, because sometimes you want to know if somebody's on the phone. Sometimes you want to know if somebody scraped off their windows to be able to get clear visibility or if they didn't. Sometimes you want to know if somebody's been drinking. Sometimes you want to know what kind of sleep or whether they're on any kind of medications that they had, or if they were sleeping while they were driving, or if they were playing around or whatever they might have been doing, if they were texting or whatever they might have been doing. So you look before the crash and you look at the crash, and you have to start with that to be able to decide what's happening. And you know, a key point is also what's happened with the ambulance. So you've got to be able to deal with that.
Right. What to do? Why do you do these things? Who cares? I mean, you care. And I'll tell you what, and we preach this all the time, and I told a client this yesterday. You probably don't want to go through this process, but you're going to have to, because they're not going to just do it voluntarily. You may not want to go to medical treatment, but if you don't take the steps right now, once you've had a crash, an accident, once you've been injured, if you don't take the steps and you think everything's going to get better, and I hope it does for you, and Brad hope it does for you, Okay, so here's the problem. Here's the clue. You hope it's going to get better, and you hope you resolve, and you don't want these physical injuries. You don't want a concussion. You don't want a traumatic brain injury. You don't want surgery. You don't want the conservative modalities of treatment. So you think and believe it's just all going to go away and hope that the pain and the issues and the anatomical injuries will just all go away. But if they don't, in 1 month, 6 months, a year, it's too late to start your legal game plan then. You must follow the correct, proper rules and procedures in between, meaning now, meaning from the time the crash occurs, and even before. You must start taking the proper actions. Because when you wake up in a year from now and you find out it's going to be permanent and you're going to have maybe surgery, or is no surgery, it's going to be permanent, they will see. They will look. The insurance company will look to see if you took the proper steps. Brad, let's talk a little bit about medical treatment, because that's a big part of this. And some people, they don't want to go, or they just no-show, or they go part of the time, or maybe there's a prescription for physical therapy, and they for eight visits, and they no-show to three of them. This is important.
Well, it is, and I think we start with what we call step one. Step one probably is the first couple, 3 days that the crash occurred, and you're determining your need for initial medical treatment. You might decide to go to the emergency room, buy an ambulance from the accident scene. A lot of people say, no, I don't need to go to the ambulance. In the ambulance, they're shooken up, but they don't feel they have a significant injury. So they decide not to go by ambulance, and all of a sudden they find themselves needing to go later that day or the evening or the next day. Basically, if you think you're hurt, you need to go to see a doctor, and that's, I would say, it's in the first couple, 3-4 days, for sure. If you're still having pain, if you're having problems, you should get down there and see a doctor. And at that point, also, you should consider, and you should be getting yourself a lawyer involved.
Right.
I don't think you want to wait any longer.
No, you need a game plan. You need one right away. It's a no-brainer. It's free. When you come to Bell and Pollock, it's free. You get a free initial consultation and a free legal game plan. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900, 795-5900, or go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. This is a no-brainer. Then you will understand the rules. And I'm not talking about visiting with us for 5 minutes, 10 minutes. We're going to go over your case, your situation, tailored to you, your medical condition, your injury, your accident. And then we're going to give you a legal game plan. And then we're going to give you your strategies that you can follow. That's all free. I'm going to use an example for you. Some years back, I represented a medical doctor injured in a crash. Of course, we can't use names on the show. We never do. But a medical doctor. And she was in an accident, and she was injured, and she self-treated. And you think, wow, well, that's kind of, that would be appropriate. Maybe that's reasonable. She knows what to do. She self-treated for almost a month. Then she decided to go to a doctor, even though she was a doctor. And guess what the insurance company said? Guess what they said? You didn't treat. You didn't go to the doctor. She says, I am a doctor. You didn't treat. So don't think they don't look at these things. This is important. Your medical treatment protocol from the crash forward. Now, today we're talking about the anatomy of an injury case. How does all this work? Well, it works at the scene. And we've done a whole show on what you need to do before the crash even occurs. And we're not going to recover that today. But the crash occurs. And then, Brad, you start your medical treatment. But you must, if you're injured, legitimately, honestly, go to the doctor or healthcare provider, chiropractor, treater, and receive your treatment if you want to have a chance.
Sure. And I would say, you know, probably that's in the first, like you said, 3 or 4 days, probably within the first week to 2 weeks. If you've had a need to go to the doctor, if you've been to the chiropractor, if you've been to a doctor, you should start trying to develop a treatment plan. And you want the treatment plan to be something that's reasonable, that's going to make sense, it's going to get you on the way to being better, to getting to the best you can be. It's not necessarily going to be a treatment plan that you're going to follow all the way through, because as you respond to treatment, things are going to change. So, but you've got to start with that treatment plan. You got to start working on the treatment plan, and you want your doctor to start giving an idea of what they think is wrong. Is it soft tissue? Do they think you have a herniated disc? Do they think there's some other problem that they have to be dealing with? Have they taken x-rays? Do they need to take MRIs? What's the expense that's going to be just for those things? Meanwhile, your lawyer, by this time, you really need to have your lawyer involved. Your lawyer's setting up the claim. Your lawyer's getting accident reports. Your lawyer's looking to see if statements need to be taken. Your lawyer's looking to see what happened to the crash and maybe what might have to be done to preserve your rights. Your lawyer is also starting to try to determine a manner and method by which it can be documented as to how this has affected your life.
And so you get a game plan. You know what to do. You're not guessing. You're not hoping. You're not going to win if you hope. You're not going to win if you guess. You must know what the rules are. You must know what the rules of the road are. You must know what to do and what not to do, how to approach it. We're talking about the anatomy of an injury case. So we're talking about, first, you got to prove and see what happened at the accident, who's responsible and liable. Are they going to blame you? We've done a show on that. But you've got to enter into medical treatment. If you don't, if you need medical treatment and you don't go, your case is severely compromised, severely diminished. And so they look, they, meaning the insurance company for the at-fault party, looks at your medical records, looks at when you went to the medical doctor, when you sought relief from healthcare providers. Could be a chiropractor, physical therapist, acupuncturist. It could be urgent care. They look when and how and why, and that's part of the anatomy of an injury case. That's how it gets started. We're going to cover today the anatomy of an injury case. What does one look like? What does a lawsuit, injury lawsuit, look like, right? And who makes all the decisions? Once you've been injured, who makes the decisions if they're going to pay you, or if they're going to cooperate with you, or if they're going to honor your claim? The insurance company, not the person who creamed you and hit you, not the idiot that was texting and hit you, the insurance company. Bell and Pollock, championsofthepeople.com. We'll be right back.
It's Mandy Connell, and it's time for Your Legal Minute, brought to you by my friends at Bell & Pollock. Listen to their show right here on KOA every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell with the law firm of Bell & Pollock. This is Your Legal Minute. You know, we're injury attorneys. We're here to help you, to teach you, to educate you. You're injured in a car crash. You're going to talk to the insurance adjuster for the very first time, maybe the second time. They're going to say, well, we're going to send you out a few forms. You fill them out and send them back to us. Should you do that? No. Part of those forms are releases. You're releasing your medical records to the insurance company, and probably they're going to be able to republish them to any place they want to. Do you want that? Do you want your medical records going to an insurance database, a central insurance database, where hundreds of insurance companies can access your records because you signed their few forms? I don't think so. You're not going to sign their questionnaire. You're not going to sign their few forms. You're going to call Bell & Pollock. ChampionsOfThePeople.com. We're there to help you.
Bell & Pollock. Find them online at ChampionsOfThePeople.com.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Here we go. Fasten your seatbelt. The Champions of the People Injury Show. I'm Gary Bell, along with Brad Pollock. We've been in this business, in this law firm of Bell & Pollock since 1984, and we were practicing law before that together, and we formed Bell & Pollock in 1984. That was when it was established. Our goal, our mission, our vision was to help individual people like you, like injured people. That was our goal. That's our mission. ChampionsOfThePeople.com, that's our website. And we do this all for a reason. Yeah, you know, by the way, if you go to our website, it's information loaded. All of our shows are there. Our podcasts are there. And we have one podcast you can listen to as to what you need to know before you make the first phone call to the adjuster or before they call you. So our website is information and lots of information. We have our books there. We've written six books. You can have download any of them e-copy free. Or if you want a hard copy, you can contact our law firm. And you can call us at 303-795-5900. Today we're talking about the anatomy of an injury case. What does one look like? What does an injury lawsuit look like? How do you settle? Should you settle? Yes, you should try to settle. What if they're not going to honor you? We're going to cover that today. Brad, we're going to make the point. that the insurance company for the at-fault party controls the whole process. The person who hits you, the idiot that was texting, the drunk driving idiot, the non-compliant diabetic that passed out and had a syncope episode and hit you and injured you, doesn't control or make the decisions.
No, they don't. As a matter of fact, by that time it's past them, and they don't get to make any decisions. And that goes to the question that's rises very, very often when you get involved in these cases, when you ask for what the other side's personal, what their limits are on their policy, where their personal liability limits, so you know how much insurance coverage is there. Why do you want to know how much insurance coverage is there? Shouldn't you just care about what the value of your case is and not worry about the value of the other of the insurance policy? Not really. You need to be determining what you're going to need for care and how much money you're going to need for compensation. And a lot of that's going to be in a couple of different areas. And one is knowing how much money the other side has available, and also knowing how much money you have available from your own UIM policy, when you should be putting your UIM policy on notice. So your lawyer, hopefully, in this first month to 2 months, and unfortunately, sometimes we don't get contacted for a year afterwards, 6 months or a year, but your lawyer, hopefully, in this first couple months, is starting the initial communication with the insurance company and is trying to establish some common ground with the insurance company. Okay, insurance company, are you going to give me your statements you have? Are you going to give me the information you have with regard to the witnesses? Are you going to tell me what your insured was doing? Are you going to tell me if your insured what was on the phone? Are you going to tell me if they were texting? Are you going to tell me if they were diabetic and had an episode? Are you going to tell me what was going on? And are you going to give me the limits? Now, they will fool you. The insurance company will fool you into saying, we have to check with our insured to see if we can give you some of this information. That's not true. It's like you said, Gary, they control what happens from start to finish. They will tell the insured, here's what you're going to do. You get insureds who will at least stand up when it comes time for their depositions and statements to say, I was wrong or I did this wrong. But quite often, you will get the insurance company or the insurance defense lawyers to get them to slant the way they say it. Not lie, but slant the way they say it, get around it, give excuses, give some idea of how maybe it was the other side's fault, how they didn't do as bad as they really did, and next thing you know, you're not getting all the information. And that's because the insurance company is running the show.
Right, they run the show, they control the decision. So think about this. Let's just reverse the role just for a second, okay? Let's say you're the one that caused the accident. You have your insurance. So that's what you have insurance for. You don't want to be hassled. You certainly don't want to be sued, right? And so the insurance company, and now that you caused the accident, they control everything. They control if they're going to pay. And what happens if they don't pay? What happens? Usually it ends up in a lawsuit. And who gets sued? You. And you don't want to be sued. You just want this over with. That's what you bought the insurance for. Now flip the coin over. You're the injured victim. That's who we represent, injured victims at Bell and Pollock. You can call, by the way, you can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Now, let's reverse roles. Now, let's get back to that. You're the injured victim. So you just want to find out how much insurance there is from the person who hits you. Who makes the decision to tell you or not? The insurance company. Who makes the decision whether or not they're going to pay you for your injuries? The insurance company for the at-fault party. Who makes the decision as to whether or not they're going to pay for all your medical bills, all your damages, all your injuries, damages, and losses? The insurance company for the at-fault party. The at-fault party basically is out of the picture for the most part. For the most part. And so that now you're dealing with the insurance company. So, Brad, that feeds right into what we preach year after year after year after year. And that is your fights with the insurance company. So you better have a legal game plan. You better know what you're doing against this insurance company, because I'll guarantee you they do.
Well, and that's right. And chances are you don't know what you're doing. And why would I say that? Well, if you're trying to proceed without a lawyer, and if you are not a lawyer who's been involved in this kind of stuff, if you don't have some background specifically with this kind of area of law and what goes on, then you're not keeping up with the times. You're not keeping up with what's happening and what insurance companies are cooperative, which ones aren't, what the adjusters are all about, who's making decisions, what they're telling you, what different avenues you have for right of recovery. A lot of this stuff you're not going to know. And you shouldn't be starting down a road that might have to be replowed And the problem is sometimes even when you replow, you can't get rid of everything that's happened. So there's a lot that goes on as far as just getting yourself in a situation once again where you make sure you have the professionals on your side. You make sure you have people who know what they're doing. And that doesn't just start from the lawyer. That also starts with the medical care. You want people who give medical care that know what they're doing and have dealt with trauma-related injuries. You want somebody who absolutely knows how to deal with this and is not afraid to stand up to an insurance company or insurance lawyer, is not afraid to go in and be questioned, is not afraid to go to trial, is not afraid to be there for you throughout the entire process, is not afraid to get you referred to the right people. That's what you expect from the professionals.
Exactly. And you must expect the fight because the insurance company is going to give you the fight. But today we're talking about the anatomy of an injury claim. So the first part of the show dealt with, you know, the accidents. You start to go to doctors. You have to treat. If you don't treat, they're going to eat you alive. And no, we're not talking about making up symptoms. We're not talking about making up anything. Legitimate, complete, truthful, honest treatment. You go to the doctor. You're hurt in the shoulder. You're hurt in the neck. Maybe they're going to do an MRI. Maybe they're going to do an X-ray. So you need a legal game plan for those events, for you, tailored to you, right? And so the insurance company, once you know they're going to make all the decisions, once you know they're trained and they know what they're doing, then you must get to an attorney early. You can't just hope and guess your way through this process. So let's talk about the anatomy of an injury claim. You start dealing with the medical records. Your attorney starts to gather the medical records. Why? Your attorney starts to gather the medical bills and understand what your medical bills and treatment is. Why does that happen? Why is that important?
So, you know, what we've talked about, you're past the first month, probably. You're into a number of months, and this becomes the really hard part for a lot of injured people, because they're going to care, and they're completely going to care, and they're going to care, and they're going to care. And all they're really hearing from anybody is, well, you need this much more care, or you need to get more care, and we don't know for sure how this is going to come out. We don't know for sure what's happening here. You just have more care that has to be dealt with. And you have your lawyer. If you have a good lawyer, the lawyer is saying to you, get to your medical appointments. Do what the doctor says. If the doctor gives you an in-home exercises, do it. If the doctor tells you to come back, get back there. If the doctor wants to refer you for a test, do some testing. If the doctor's ignoring you, then you need to push a little bit about getting a doctor who's paying attention and is working with you through your medical care. Your lawyer's absolutely has to be talking to you about how is this affecting your life? Are you keeping track of what's going on? Tell me what happened. Did you miss any events that you would have been going to? Did you miss any things with your children that you would have been doing, or with your spouse that you would have been doing? Did you miss out on a ski trip? Did you miss out on going to a concert? Did you miss out on going to a play? Were you able to do the things around your house? Were you able to do your grocery shopping? Were you able to mow the lawn or keep the yard work up? These are questions the lawyer has to be on top of. And if the lawyer's not paying attention to this, it's going to harm you. But this is what I call the monotonous period, where you're just going, when will it end and for how long? And for gosh sakes, you don't want to be telling the insurance company everything. All you tell the insurance company is, just wait and we'll see how things are when I get to a point where I'm either going to be released from medical care or where my medical care is past the stage of what we call MMI.
Right. And so, you know, the medical treatment is key. The medical records are key. And we're talking about the anatomy of an injury claim. What does an injury lawsuit or claim look like? Do you try to settle? Of course you try to settle. How do you settle? How does that work? Well, you deal with the medical treatment, right? You deal with the medical records. Ah, so that's what the records are about. They show the treatment. They show the diagnosis. They show the recommendations and plan of the doctor. They have the SOAP notes. So we know what your subjective is and your objective findings by the doctor and the assessment and the plan. And the medications prescribed, and what's the plan going to be, and does the plan ever change because of your injuries, that sort of thing. So that's the anatomy of the injury claim. You start at the accidents, you start medical treatment, you be a compliant patient, and then you have the legitimate records of the medical treatment to back up your claim. That's part of the claim. That's the beginning part. And then you've got your medical bills. We've talked about that all the time. Let's say your medical bills are $20,000. That's very significant. Are you going to have more in the future? That's part of the anatomy of an injury claim. That's what an injury claim looks like. It looks like you. It looks like your injuries. It looks like your treatment, your life. And Brad just hit the nail on the head. He was talking about everything that you do around the house, in your life. Quality of life is part of your game plan. Quality of life is part of the claim process. Bell and Pollock, Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, 303-795-5900. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. We'll be right back.